Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Calm sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys will get in your seats. I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honor. It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Well, family, another show of Blog Talk Radio, Parent Coach Parent Network, and I'm your host, MH Cap. And once again, I always don't tell it to you, we're going to have another wonderful show, and hopefully you'll be ready to tune in and get some good information and share some of your thoughts. You know, a couple of things we're going to talk about today, and we're going to get straight into the show here. But a couple of things I'd like to talk about today is, you know, why making a connection with the Parent Coach Parent Network? What is the value of making a connection with the Parent Coach Parent Network? You know, and secondly, NCAA violations. And how can the Parents Coach and Parent Network help you avoid those violations? And last but not least, something here new on the horizon for the Parents Coach and Parent Network, a book that we're looking at putting out here real soon, A Parent's Guide for Raising a Student-Athlete. So it's going to have some very good information in there, some good insight to some things that we've came across over the years, and hopefully some eye-opening things for many of you parents. So, without further ado, you know, I always like to go in with my man, Mr. Keith Wright, but it doesn't seem like we're going to have Keith available here today, so I'm going to try to get things rocking and rolling, and then maybe we'll come back around to Keith. We're probably going to try to stretch this here show out to a full hour because I think the information that we have is valuable. I think the things that we're going to share with you this afternoon is very important and things that we may want to expound upon, and have some dialogue also on these particular subjects, these particular topics. So, without further ado, I'm going to go straight into talking about, you know, why connect with the Parents Coach Parent Network. Why connect with other parents, not even just the Parents Coach Parent Network. Why connect with other parents? You know, let's look at it from this standpoint. As a group, we are capable of getting many things accomplished. You know, as we go back to early days, and we were a culture, you know, a tribe of folks that ran around the countryside. We were able to get things accomplished. We wasn't overwhelmed and overtaken by the adversary just based upon their strength and their numbers. You know, we also had strength and we had numbers. And, you know, as a group, we have strength and we have numbers. And those strength and numbers is what makes things better for us in the overall picture. There isn't a thing in this universe that you will be able to accomplish with full success by yourself. By yourself. And when I say by yourself, parents, that means individually, out on your own, trying to do your own thing, with no help from any outside source whatsoever. At some point in time, you will always have to rely on another entity or another soul, another body, or a group to come along and support you, guide you, and kind of sort of make sure that you're going in the right direction. So, on that note, parents, being a member of the Parents Coach Parent Network is an asset to you and to your student athlete. How is it an asset? Because we get to sit down and we talk about different things that's going on in college sports. We look at all the areas in college sports that can be problems throughout your son or daughter's college career. You look at things that obstacles that you have encountered during the high school days that you may have been able to overcome very easily had you had some insight on that particular issue. And the way you obtain that insight is sitting down and conversating and networking and dialoguing with other parents that have experienced that very same thing. The biggest thing, the biggest point I try to get across to parents when I'm sitting down and I'm talking to parents is that simply we got to remember something. The sporting industry wasn't just born in the last 4 years when your child became an eligible recruit. The sporting industry didn't just come along. When I say sporting industry, I do include high school and college sports because that is also parts that feed into the sporting industry. It didn't just come along when your child became an eligible recruit. It's been out there for years. It's been developing. It's been grooming. It's been shaping. It's been forming. It's been doing all these things to get bigger, better, and stronger. Currently, the sporting industry revenue is up to somewhere in the amount of $350 billion a year. $350 billion a year. Now, to me, that's kind of sort of ridiculous. You know, and I say that because of the simple fact that $350 billion a year, how much of that money is being recycled into the community of those athletes that are out there playing these sports or participating in these sports? Think about it. Let's back up a second. The sporting industry has been out there all these years. It's been growing all these years. You come along, you have a child that's interested in sports. That child becomes interested in sports. That child starts moving forward, trying to develop him or herself in the game that they are interested in. And they take off in a forward motion. Now, here's the catcher, here's the kicker. I would say, and this isn't any proven facts or stats, but I would say about 30 to 40% of the parents that have student athletes are engaged to a point where they could successfully guide them through their high school years on to their college years if they're still involved in sports. 30 to 40%. To me, that is an extremely low number. The table should be turned on that. I would like to see a picture where you have 70 to 80%, if not more, engaged in assisting their children during the sporting years and on off to college if they're still involved in sports. I would like to see that. That is the goal of the Parents Coaching Parent Network. Parents being involved in the process all the way through. But not only just being involved to the point where you can actually guide your child. Because that is the demanding time in their lives. This time in their lives is when a lot of things are changing. They're becoming new people. They're developing their own character. You know, they're becoming their own. You know, they are dealing with, you know, if it's a high-profile athlete or if it's just a player on the team. If you look at the game of basketball, and I'll start with basketball, but I probably can't relate this to majority of the sports that's out there. But if you look at the team game of basketball, that player that steps on that court at the age of 14, 15, 16 years old, he or she has become instant popularity instant fame throughout the entire school. I'd be willing to bet each basketball team in each individual school, if you look at the number of players and you look at the number of folks that's actually out there, they have a large number of followers that follows that team throughout the school. So your child just took on this popularity. Your child has became a instant celebrity. Now, how do your child handle that? Because you now have this celebrity status, not only out there on the court when you make a shot, but you have the celebrity status throughout the school year if you've had if you had somewhat of a successful year. You may not even have a winning team, but if you were the leading scorer, you were the key player on the team, or you were part of a well-organized team but just had some very tough competition, that child has developed a celebrity status. Because the first thing that most of the young folks in their mind are thinking, okay, on this note, he or she can now move on and possibly play at the next level. Whether or not that next level being on off to college and attempt to play, or possibly at some point in time moving on to play at the professional level. Or he or she has become a commodity where someone is thinking about that. Let's look at it from the standpoint of having an above average to excellent student athlete child that's involved in sports. Now that pressure, that celebrity status, that iconic figure, even in high school, has multiplied at least twice. And the bigger the school and the more press that that student-athlete receives, the larger that number becomes. So now we're looking at something on the fact of, hey, you have a child that his whole personality can change within a year's time. How do you deal with that as a parent? Parents, here's my secret. There are other parents that has played that game. There are other parents that have been involved in that same arena. Why not reach out to them? Why not reach out to those parents that have experienced this and learn from them? A network of parents that are guiding these student athletes will make a tremendous impact, not only in your community, but I think, to be perfectly honest with you, throughout the nation. Throughout the nation. And this same mindset and this same focus can also be related to the entertainment industry. But the entertainment industry has somewhat of a different flavor. You may take a little bit more to get into that industry and get things so that you're providing a little bit more guidance. But the entertainment industry, but the sporting industry, excuse me, is something that guidance is much needed, much desired, and much deserved. You know, I've said from time to time on the show, that how many parents actually decide to give up their rights and their responsibilities as parents in this whole parenting process, give that up at a certain age and say, oh, well, hey, you can handle it, or hey, you know, you now belong to the high school coach, or you now belong to the summer league coach, or you now belong to the select team coach. or, hey, I don't know what to do. You know, maybe your friend down the street can help you out. Parents, if that's the mindset, that's the attitude that we're taking on, then we've missed some major things going on here. We have some very serious issues. You know, I've talked about some things in one of my shows. Actually, it wasn't in one of my shows. Actually, it was actually in my discussion on my book. And I'll talk more about that later on in the show. But we talked about some things that we need to be aware of. We need to stay on top of. We need to stay focused with. Just remember these things. Time that you invest in your child. Understanding and learning the sport that your child is playing. And last but not least, involving the financial support and money that it takes to get your child to where he or she needs to be. So remembering those things and time being the key thing, because time is valuable. Time you cannot recreate. Time you can't get back. You know, those are the things that will carry you through being a successful parent. But let me move on talking about this here particular issue, why connecting with other parents is so important. You know, as I said, there are parents out there that have been through the process. Parents out there that have seen it from start to finish, on both sides of it. There are parents that have went through and have been successful with it. There are parents that have went through that have had some problem getting their children to understand what they need to do and what they shouldn't be doing. And then there are also some parents, you know, if you want to look at the third side of it, there's also some parents that have got caught up in situations that they shouldn't have been in. You know, there's no need to call any names, no need to point any fingers, you know, that type of stuff. But it all has been a learned experience, and now those learned experiences can be stepping stones for moving a much-needed culture, a much-needed network forward in today's society. Because by doing so, we're able to guide our children in a positive and motivating and self-sustaining direction. Why should we do that? Because we're looking at their future. We're nurturing them. We're guiding them. We're motivating. We're driving them, you know, in a positive direction. What will be the benefits of that? The benefits of that will be avoiding some of these outrageous issues that has hit the media over the last few years. And what I mean by that, those NCAA violations. Every week. No, let me correct myself. I'm not going to even say every week. I just started tracking them simply due to the fact that I wanted to see how far this issue will go on. And I went to Google Alert and I typed in NCAA violations. And it actually sent me an update every time a violation occurs. And I did this over the last year. I started approximately a year ago. And to this date, I have seen an alert, NCAA violation, pop up every day on an average, every day since then. So on an average, I have well over 365 violations that have popped up. And some of the stuff is reoccurring stuff. Some of the stuff is just updates on other issues that's going on out there. But on average, I'm looking at it every day. I get a different alert. And I've actually had days where, you know, although I'm looking at the different alert, there are multiple violations contained within this one simple email. You know, because if you think about the time period that the issue popped out about Reggie Bush, you know, Memphis had something going on. UConn had something going on. And I think it was somewhere else down in Florida or somewhere that another issue was going on with a young man. So there was numerous issues going on. So if I'm looking at an average of, you know, one a day that I'm getting receiving these alerts, okay, you multiply that at least by three. So you're talking about in a time period, you know, I'm saying three just to be nice about it. But even still, you're talking about a time period of 1 year. You're talking well over 1,000 violations occurred in just a cycle of 1 year. Well over 1,000 violations occurred. Now, let's look at this part of it. In those violations, how many of those were there numerous individuals involved? So now we're going to multiply that number again because of the simple fact that normally a violation is, contained in a violation, there's more than one person involved in that action. So where are we? Why are we? Why can't we get our arms around that beast of NCAA violation? Our children, and in some cases, we as well, are driven by the economic instant gratification, finances, the economic status that goes along with these games. So as a result, it's causing our children to think in a very non-productive motive or non-productive way of life. Now, is that something that can be avoided? Yes. Is that something that should be avoided? Yes. Because oftentimes it's not our children or our student athletes that are benefiting from that situation. That situation, there are others out there that are benefiting from that situation that brings no positive gain to the picture whatsoever. None. You know, and I've been rattling for a nice little period of time here, and I'm hoping to have some call in, but I don't see any of them have popped up here on my switchboard. But all in all, you know, I think I've been talking about some things that have been beneficial to you parents, and hopefully I've been talking about some things that, you know, you have been able to gather some knowledge from. You know, at any point in time you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. You know, this is M.H. Scott on here on the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, and we're always happy to have you on the line with us, and we're able to share some information with you, and hopefully you can share some information with us. You know, I have a number of parents that's out there today that over the next couple of weeks, I'll work again towards getting a few of them on the air with us and sharing some of their insight on different things that they've came across. And they have successful children that have been involved in
sports for a number of years, and they've moved on to do some bigger and better things. And hopefully I'll get them to have a chance to talk a little bit, or we'll get a chance to talk a little bit with them and get some takes from inside information. And, you know, I really, really, really and truly would like to hear something from our parents that have experienced some other issues. You know, you don't really have to go out there and divulge all your insight information, but, you know, we would like to hear how you was able to overcome some of those issues and your family get back on track after you have experienced some of those issues. So hopefully we can get you on one day as well to talk a little bit about things that you have experienced. If I can get to the switchboard here, I'm going to try to spin up my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And if I can get him up, I'll take a little break while I play him a few times through while I regroup and plan to come back and finish talking about violations, things of that nature, and hopefully why should we be looking at trying to avoid those type of things? Why should we? What's the benefit of it? You know, what's the ultimate goal of our children going to school and playing sports? And finishing and wrapping up the last part of it. Talking about my up-and-coming book. Yes, I want to talk about the book. I'm going to keep talking about the book as long as I have the opportunity to talk about the book. But talking about my book. So, this has been M.H. Scott. And we've been here on the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network. And we've celebrated our 1 year on the air, sharing good information with you. We celebrated that last month, and hopefully we will continue to celebrate this information with you, and we all can benefit something from having a strong and reliable network. So, if I can get to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, I'm going to, like I said, spin him up, give him some press time, and then we're going to go from there. Well, I think I may be at that standstill again, once again, where I'm experiencing that dreadful technical difficulty. And I don't know what's going on here. I think it's time for me to upgrade or something because it seems as though my machine doesn't want to play along with us and support what I'm trying to do here on the air. But that's all right. As always, if there's a will, there's a way. And as always, if we need to make it happen, we can make it happen. And again, I can try to figure it out because that's what I do. And if I can't do nothing else, I'm going to do something to give us a little jingle or something just so that we can hear what my man, Mr. Keith, has to say. So, let's see if we can get Keith on the air with us. Keith, you out there? But we love to hear from you. I think you got a powerful message in your little song there. Keith Wright is a student at the University of Harvard. I tell you this all the time. But Keith, I came up with this little piece. Here it is.
Well, I hope that was enough for you there, because Keith definitely lays that track down for us each and every time. And we really truly appreciate him putting that little piece together for us. You know, like I said, Keith's a student athlete at the University of Harvard. Been there for a number of years, been doing some very positive things at Harvard. And, hey, we like to hear everything he got to bring to the table, you know. But, you know, I have another little piece, and this is just a commentary from a podcast that I heard earlier from Dr. Patrick Cohen. Check this out.
Short video on helping young athletes cope with frustration in sports. In this video, you learn the number one reason why kids get frustrated. It is for when kids shut down after mistakes, the fastest way to help kids cope with mistakes, and why one simple strategy can help your kids have more fun and deal with some of their emotional uproars or tantrums. We've surveyed thousands of sports parents, and 40% or more of the sports parents say their kids struggle with this issue. Here's a prime example. My 14-year-old son has such high expectations for himself. He does not hit the golf ball perfectly, or if he strikes out at baseball, he gets stuck. Here's another example. My 11-year-old son loves football, and basketball. However, when he plays baseball, he gets emotional whenever something negative happens. When he has an upset, he breaks up. He even gets upset after a strike is called. These are very typical scenarios of what we're hearing from sports parents and coaches alike. What predisposes kids to have challenges with emotional control and dealing with frustration? Well, number one is high expectations, and that's going to be the focus of this particular video. Motivated athletes, athletes that want to perform perfectly, perfectionists, athletes that have a need for approval from others, and athletes who it becomes a learned behavior from people around them, such as parents.
Well, that's just a little piece for my man, Mr. Patrick Cohen. Or should I say Dr. Patrick Cohen? Hopefully we'll soon have the doc on with us, and he'll share some more good insight as far as dealing with athletes. But let's get back to the violation piece of things there that I was talking about. You know, and just looking at what Doc was just talking about a second ago, you know, athletes and expectations. You know, once the athletes reach these iconic statuses and these celebrity status where, you know, they believe that they are, you know, larger than life and you know, that, you know, this the game is going to be their whole entire life, which is a misperception perception in their part. But once they reach that, and then, you know, that's not all athletes. That's not all athletes. That seems to be a particular area, and most, should I say, in most situations, a lot of times it's focused around two main sports. And the two main sports are football and basketball. You don't hear about too many scandals or violations and things of that nature in other sports. You don't hear about too many of them even on the women's side of things, no matter what sport we're talking about. But it's mainly stuck with our young men. And when I talk about our young men that are normally in low-income areas and urban areas where they think that their way out is to get caught up in this life and develop this celebrity status and be able to
be someone that they really and truly aren't. You know, they are caught in this world that really doesn't exist. It's more of a figment of their imagination than a reality, you know, because oftentimes they're trying to portray a image or personality of someone that they've seen or some other entertainer or some other sports figure that they've seen, and they're trying to, you know, impersonate that person, which they realistically cannot do, but they don't see that. But they don't understand that the individual that they're trying to impersonate has a totally different lifestyle from what they came up with. They don't realize that that person's way of thinking isn't the same as the way of thinking of you being the student athlete. So parents, we have to make sure that they stay grounded, stay focused, stay maintain a positive side of things in order to keep themselves moving in the right direction. You know, because each time one of these different scandals or violations surface, it creates more and more confusion in the world of a student athlete. You know, and I hate to say it, it's those young men that are in these urban areas that are dealing with these issues, but all these can be avoided by education. All of these, and I'm not saying, and when I say education, I do not mean education in the sense of, you know, going to schools, sitting in classrooms, sticking your head in the books, learning. I'm talking about just education of what's going on around there, educating yourself to the sporting industry, educating yourself to dealing with finances. Because often our young men miss out on the opportunity of how to handle and manage finances. You know, they oftentimes they work on their game, but never work on themselves. And what I mean by that is, you know, they'll go out here and work on the court and work on the field and develop these serious workout ethics. Okay, all well, fine and dandy. But what are you working on as far as making yourself a better person? Did you go out here and purchase a stockpile of weapons? Are you out here at the club playing with your money? Are you out here, you know, involved in drugs and gambling and all these other illegal things that's involved in the sporting industry that has attached themselves to the sporting industry? Is that you? Is that your child? And if so, why? Are you hurting or helping? You know, you have to ask that question. You have to ask that question. And I'm going to work towards getting someone from the NCAA on, hopefully from the violation and investigation departments, and having them talk to us about NCAA violations. And hopefully we can get somebody on talking about how to avoid NCAA violations. And just talking about some of the key violations. And if the day that we have that show on, we're not going to go into the point of identifying any particular key situations, or if it's an event that happened, we're going to only talk about events that happened that have gone on and was years and years ago, and all the individuals involved have moved on since then. But we're not going to talk about any current issues. We're not going to dig up any dirt. We're not going to try to pry into any open investigations or anything of that nature. We're just simply going to try to get an education on violations and how to avoid them and how to guide our children toward avoiding them and ourselves as parents.
because that is the key to what's going to make this thing right. We as parents being able to guide our children in a positive direction. You know, now I'm going to flip the script a little bit and talk a little bit about my book. You know, and I had this thought some time ago of putting together a book. And putting together this book has been rolling around in my head, and I haven't been able to really pull out all the pieces. So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I started putting some thoughts together. I started putting some things into place. As a result, I came up with a few pages. And, you know, this book is not going to be pushed out there to try to be the number one seller right off the bat. I'm not looking to, you know, be in the bestsellers list right off the bat. I understand there's time process and everything else that goes along with that. But I am looking at awareness, making folks aware and educating folks on some of the things that they can do and use to assist them while they're raising student athletes. So that way we can avoid these issues of violations. That way we can avoid these issues of scandals, you know, and we can avoid the issue of another parent falling into that trap, because now we are educated to the point and aware to the point where we can assist others. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, adding value and assisting and guiding and motivating others in this process. I've went through the process probably about 5 or 6 years ago, you know, and my son was being recruited, wasn't being heavily recruited, but he was being recruited by a few mid-major schools, and, you know, it was the excitement of it, you know, and it was something new, and we had never been through this before, and it was a learning process for us. And I figured, okay, well, why sit down and go through all these books and try to spin up on it if I could just simply go over to, you know, my high school and say, hey, okay, well, coach, help me out with this, or athletic director, help me out with this. You know, tell me what I need to do next. You know, we've got this thing narrowed down to a handful of schools.